State beaches reopen Friday at 50% capacity with strict social distancing rules. Cuomo tried to tamp down expectations on how many people will actually get a swim in over the holiday weekend.
Those beaches may reach capacity at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. So that's something to take into consideration. I'm a Queens boy. It's a ride to these beaches. And you don't want to take that ride and get all the way out there and find out the beach is already closed.
The possibility of another hot weather tradition, summer camp, seems less likely. Cuomo says no decision has yet been made about opening day camps, but he says there are growing concerns and many unanswered questions about the pediatric inflammatory disease associated with COVID-19. Top aide Robert Mujica says guidelines are also being revised for daycare centers because of the growing worries about the illness.
With this new population and the new number of cases, which are increasing every day, before we go ahead and say we want to open more, right, places where children can congregate, we want to make sure that you can do it and mitigate it within the guidelines. And we haven't made that determination yet.
Cuomo says the state health department is investigating 157 cases of the syndrome. It's led to the deaths of four children.
Should I send my children to day camp? Is it safe? Until we have this answer on this pediatric syndrome, as a parent, until I know how widespread this is, I would not send my children to day camp. And if I won't send my children to day camp, I wouldn't ask anybody else to send their children to day camp.
The governor says in-person summer school is canceled for this year, though distance learning will still be offered. A fall reopening of the state's over 700 school districts is still up in the air. Cuomo says in June, he'll be working with the State Board of Regents and the districts on guidelines for varying scenarios on how to reopen safely. He says the virus-related syndrome in children is a concern in making those decisions as well.
We don't want to make that decision until we have more facts. And as the facts keep changing, prudence dictates that you don't make a decision until it's timely, so you have the most recent facts to make the decision.
Meanwhile, the New York State Restaurant Association is asking that restaurants be allowed to open to outdoor dining in phase two of reopening plans, saying the shutdowns continue to devastate the industry. The governor did not address that in the briefing. County health commissioners are also urging the public to use some common sense as the reopening start and the Memorial Day weekend gets underway. In a statement, the group representing county health departments in New York say people should comply with all social distancing rules and use caution, reason, and patience as regions of the state begin to reopen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.